day to you. Welcome to another program of From Word to Word. Robin Diodad here. Well, we just want to remind you that we're dealing with a set of words, series of words on the environment, coming to you with the compliments of the environmental management consultants, EMC, Guyana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. Our word today is culture. So what does culture have to do with environment? Quite a lot, quite a bit, as we will tell you in another minute or two. Culture. Different meanings for the word culture, but then we'll focus in on one that has to do with the environment. There's a popular meaning for culture, of course, customs of a particular nation, the culture of Guyana. This meaning can be detailed further into oral culture, written culture, indigenous culture. Very different meaning of culture, and one that was its earliest, is actually equivalent to cultivation. Cultivation. It is an actual and metaphorical sense. Culture was taken from the French word, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, spelled just like that, and meant cultivation. In English, one of the earliest meanings of culture was the cultivation of plants. Later, the cultivation in laboratories, bacteria, and so forth, and in the area of biology. But very early on, it was used in a metaphorical sense as well, meaning improvement or refinement by education and training of the young. That is, the cultivation of young minds. Later, the word culture took on the broader meaning of the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively. There are, however, many words which carry culture that would go back to the earlier form of cultivation. Agriculture, right there. Agri, meaning field, culture, planting, etc. Apiculture, AP meaning bee, so that's beekeeping. Horticulture, H-O-R-T-I-C-U-L-T-U-R-E. Hortus, garden, so gardening. Floriculture, flora, you guessed it, from flowers, cultivation of flowers. Aquaculture, aqua, water, hence the rearing of aquatic plants and animals. Pisciculture, P-I-C-I-S, means fish, breeding of fish. Silviculture, which we will deal with in greater detail in another program. Silvi has to do with wood. So, cultivation of trees. And as I said, we will elaborate on that another time. Right now, though, let's close with this quote from William Wordsworth, the poet, who said, "Come forth into the light of things. Let nature be your teacher. Let nature be your teacher." Well, let's just remind you that this program and the series on environment comes to you with the compliments of the Environmental Management Consultants, EMC, Guyana's leading environmental management service provider, a promoter of green growth in Guyana. That's it for today. Join us next time for another program of From Word to Word.